Thank you. I do rock the DM32 UV Baofeng handheld for the DMR side of things. It's less of the code plugs that are an issue for me, but more of a talk group. Because it's very difficult to find people that are talking locally on DMR repeaters, but there's a couple, well, there's one or two in my area that have DSTAR, and that's typically where I do hear the conversations. Another issue I'm having with the DMR side of things is I don't know if somebody else is already on their repeater. I keep seeing the green transmit receive light on my radio, indicating that there is some type of transmission being received. But even when I put no talk group and I open up the color code and the time slots, I'm not really hearing any other voices other than my own. So that's one of the more downsides of the DMR radio. And at least for the time being, the analog seems to be a lot more easier for me to use. And there's plenty more analog repeaters out there than there are DMR. What do you think about those code plugs and the issue? How do you know if there's somebody already on a DMR repeater?
Your connection.
Yeah, WHRAT. Well, Chris, I'm kind of right there with you at a lot of that there, too, as well. Well, first of all, yeah, I tend to agree that, yeah, there probably are more analog repeaters than there are digital. Could be wrong that, but I think that's true. And as far as it goes, how to tell who is on a repeater, basically, as far as transmitting, obviously you could have people, multiple people receiving, and you would never know who's receiving. But the only way that you would know who is actually, quote, on a repeater would just be simply by listening, hearing the call signs. I don't think there's, like, any way that there's, like, you would log in and then you could see who all is logged into that talk group. I don't think that's possible, at least not with the technology that I have. Let's see, one other thing that I have kind of that I've got a little issue with myself with DMR is that, you know, for example, if I, I've got the same radio that you have, the DM32, and if you're kind of out in the sticks a little bit, you know, farther from the repeater, it's a little bit hard sometimes to know if you actually were able to successfully bring up the repeater. So that's something that I've got to look at myself, and I'm thinking I might have to take a look at the parrot function on some of the DMR radios. That way you can at least say, okay, I know at least from this spot at this time I made it to the repeater and sounded like that. Let's see here. There's one other question you wanted to ask me. I forgot what the heck it was now, Chris. So if you recall it, rephrase it again here. But I think for the most part, you and I are kind of in the same boat here.
However, some repeaters aren't connected via the internet, so that kind of becomes a problem there.